You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the hometown take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Thursday morning to you. Good Falcons Thursday morning to you. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure the people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure the people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my front rear loading truck drivers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 drivers, all my hospitality workers, hotel workers out there making sure the people are having a great stay wherever that may be. And of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Okay, today's show is about moving on and looking forward. That's what today's show is about, y'all. Moving on and looking forward. What we are first going to do is we are going to move on by reflecting on what was, what I believe was a resilient and very battle-tested, Braves season I think we all should be proud of. Is it a bummer the Braves lost 5-4 yesterday? Yes. Is it a bummer that Max Fried had what seemed like the most unluckiest two innings of all time? Yes. But even in last night's game, the Braves battled back, and they made it close, made it respectable, and they fought all season long. But last night, I won't call last night a microcosm of what has been the Braves season all season long, because it wasn't. But it was a very, to me, what seemed like a very unlucky night for the Braves last night. And I say that because Max Fried just gets the worst breaks last night in the first and second inning. Now he's able to get out of it in the first inning. If you missed it, maybe you were late getting to the tube or to the television or whatever, he gets the bases loaded in the bottom of the first. After the Braves take a 1-0 lead in the top of the first inning, they played a little small ball, just a little bit, and they got a run across in the first inning. Bottom of the first inning, the Braves get the bases loaded. I should say Max Fried. Max Fried gets the bases loaded against him because of some infield hits and balls just squirming the wrong way. And, like, the Padres just had everything going for them. And, like, the ball hadn't left the infield. The ball didn't leave the infield through 1 2/3 innings. The whole first inning and two outs through the second inning, the ball hadn't left the infield. It was just little infield hits and just very well-placed and lucky falls of the ball by the Padres. But again, Max Fried did a great job getting out of it in the first inning, and they're re-showing the highlights of it now. Oh, it hurts, but it is what it is. But the Braves keep their 1-0 lead going into the second inning. They don't do anything in the top of the second. We go into the bottom of the second inning. Max Fried seems like he's going to cruise along the second, gets two outs. Then another little, I think he walks a guy. And then another little infield single allowed. Yeah, he walked Fernando Tatis, I believe it was. Then Luis Arraez gets a little bloop infield single, and Tatis got in the way of Ozzie Albies. Not, I don't think, on purpose. Maybe it was a little on purpose, but Tatis was just running the second, and he just got in Ozzie's way enough to where Ozzie couldn't barehand it and throw it to first to get the last out. So then, oh, and even before that, let me backtrack a little bit. Top of the second inning, or you get those two outs, and then Kyle Higashioka, he hits a solo home run. So it's 1-1. So it's 1-1. I'm like, okay, it's fine. It's just a solo homer. You can live with solo homers. Just made it 1-1. We're all right. But then, again, you walk Tatis. You get that little infield single that was very much lucky. And then Manny Machado, I believe, hits a two-run double. They hit a triple as well. Jackson Merrill hits a two-run triple, and that quickly made it 5-1. Now, the Braves did answer back. We saw Jorge Soler hit a solo shot, made it 5-2. Money Mike hit a two-run shot, that made it 5-4. But they couldn't get anything in the bottom of the ninth, and that was all she wrote. And that is all she wrote for the Braves postseason. They have been eliminated, and the Dodgers will move on to face – I mean, the Padres will move on to face the Dodgers. That's why the Dodgers are on the brain. The Padres will move on to face the Dodgers, their NL West rival. And look, again, I am very much proud of what the Braves were able to do despite all of the injuries, despite all the adversity I had to face, despite losing Chris Sale right before the postseason. I think we really should be looking at, oh man, I just saw a stat. Braves are 2-8 in their last 10 postseason games. Yikes, we got to turn that around. But as far as this postseason goes, the Braves getting there, to me, was a feat in itself. Again, you lose Ronald Acuña Jr. for pretty much the whole season. You lose Spencer Strider for pretty much most of the season. Sean Murphy was gone about, you know, a third, almost half of the season. You lost Austin Riley late. Max Fried had to miss a little time during the regular season. Renato Lopez missed some time. So I think the resiliency this Braves team showed, I think the fight this Braves team showed was big, but at the end of the day, this offense just couldn't score enough runs throughout the whole season, and they couldn't score enough runs in the postseason this year. I mean, they did a little bit better job of scoring runs than they did maybe in that Philly series, but still, you could just tell this year wasn't the Braves' year, at least to not win a World Series. Again, I think it's good, and I think it's very, I'll say promising, that the Braves made the postseason this year, because it just shows, again, how resilient and battle-tested this team is, that they were able to battle through all the adversity that they have and still make the postseason and still be, you know, they were competitive in game two. Game one got away from them pretty early, but, and actually, I mean, it was only 3-0, so still, it was a hard pill to swallow, this Braves season was. Coming into it with so many expectations, and you felt so good about all the talent the Braves had, and just to see it get whittled away throughout the season, it was just a tough pill to swallow this season. So, look, we move on now. We turn the page, and we got our sights set now fully on the Falcons, and they'll play tonight. We'll talk about them coming up in about 10 minutes. But I do want to, again, congratulate the Braves on what was, I think, a very, in my mind, successful season with everything they had to deal with everything they had to go through, and with all the injuries they faced. So I'm proud of what this Braves team was able to do. Obviously, I wish they could have went farther. It felt like they did have chances to win that game last night. Felt like they really could have won that game last night. But one bad inning is all it takes. And that's all it took for the Brewers. They scored all five of their runs in that second inning. And they only ended up getting five runs. So that's all it took. And sometimes you just need that one big inning, and the Braves couldn't get that in either game. They had chances to get them in both games, but they couldn't get it in either game. Just couldn't come up with the big hits, and the Padres were able to do just that. So now we think about what this offseason could be, what the Braves need to do this offseason, and things they need to address. I think, and we'll obviously talk about this more and more as the offseason continues and we get to the hot stove part of the year and all of those things, but the two main things I think the Braves need to address this offseason is, what's your plan at shortstop? I know you signed Orlando Arcia, and I guess he's your plan moving forward, but is there going to be some sort of happy medium with his offense? Because it seems like either this was a bad year for Orlando Arcia, and I would like to think that this was a bad year as far as offensively goes. He was fine defensively. Offensively, I would like to think this was a bad year, but you also do have to think about, man, was 2023 just a good year for him? Was that just a career year for him? I would like to know and like to see where the mean is. What is going to be Orlando Arcia's average as far as what he's going to hit year in and year out? Around what batting average is he going to have in year in and year out? What's his home run number going to be? What's his RBI number going to be? What's his average going to be with runners in scoring position? Because he absolutely was atrocious with that this year, especially late in the year. I mean, it just seemed like anytime he came up running in scoring position, it seemed like it was automatic out. I mean, I hate to be so frank with it, but that's just what it was, period. So I know Orlando Arcia is probably the answer when we talk about what's going to happen at shortstop, because, again, you just signed him to a deal. But I don't know, Nacho is probably the future. And, again, you know, we didn't see enough of Nacho, and he was a rookie coming in when he did get that little bit of playing time this year that he did. So everything is still in front of Nacho. But Orlando Arcia, I am going to be very curious of what he'll be able to do and how he'll be able to perform next year, and if he'll have a better year than he did this year, because he really needs to. And then, obviously, the other thing that we're going to be paying very close attention to now when it comes to the Atlanta Braves is Max Fried. Was that his last outing with the Braves? And if it was, you hate that being the last outing, because, you know, Max is way better than that. And, again, he had some very, very unlucky happenings in that game, getting hit by that pitch in the hip, too. And I don't think that hurt him at all. I mean, probably stung a little bit, probably didn't feel good, but I don't think him getting hit by that pitch injured him, and that's why he came out the game. I think he just came out the game because the Padres were kind of hitting on him a little bit. Maybe I could be wrong. Maybe it's a mixture of both, but I don't think him getting hit had anything to do with him exiting the game early. I think it's just because the outing was starting to go very much downhill. So you hate to see it if that was Max's last outing with the Braves, but it very well could be. Free agent. He's going to be a free agent here soon, and that could have very well been the last time we saw Max Fried in a Braves uniform. If it was, appreciate everything he did, obviously, closing out the World Series in 2021. So he'll be a hero to me forever after getting his ankle stepped on, like it almost should have snapped, and he came in and just got better. And the same thing almost happened after he got hit by that pitch, but it was what it was. So Braves, their season is over. They lose 5-4 to the San Diego Padres, and now they have an offseason looming with a couple of questions. And we'll continue to talk about those questions as the offseason continues to roll on. But like I said, this show is about moving on and looking forward and turning the page. So now we have moved on from the Braves as far as this show goes, and we are looking completely ahead towards the Falcons and football season, and that's what we're going to do next. Falcons, huge, huge game tonight against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We'll break it all down. I got some numbers, some stats, some information you might want to hear about. And we'll let you hear a little bit from head coach Raheem Morris, as well as he joined the midday show with Andy and Randy yesterday. That's coming up next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Thursday morning, a Falcons Thursday, on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning, a Falcons Thursday. We're going to get into them in just a couple of minutes here. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay, wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers, serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there, making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, all my Amazon drivers and Amazon workers out there, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers, all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my early morning, late night 613 drivers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely manner. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. It is a huge, 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 huge game for the Atlanta Falcons tonight on prime time at home. Thursday night football. They're taking on the current leaders in the NFC South, in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. However, the Falcons, they win tonight. They can have a nice lead in the NFC South, and they can be the number one team in their division after it's all said and done tonight if they get themselves a W. And I mean, we've talked about it all week leading up to this. The Falcons, if they win tonight, they will be in such a good spot moving forward. And you have to feel good about the schedule moving forward too. Because, just hear me out. Falcons win this game. They're 3-2. They dropped the Bucks to 3-2. So you get the tiebreaker over the Bucks. You're number one in the division. You're now 2-0 in the NFC South, 3-0 in the NFC. And you're feeling really, really good about what you were able to do through a tough first five games of the season. And even looking forward, going past that and building upon that, you have to feel better about your games moving forward. Carolina has played better, yes. Andy Dalton has given them a little bit of a boost, yes. Andy Dalton has given the Carolina Panthers a little bit of a morale boost, yes. However, you're still better than that football team. They unfortunately just lost Shaq Thompson for the year due to a torn Achilles, I'm pretty sure. So that's going to hurt them defensively. And again, you're just a better football team. You're more talented. So you feel good about still winning, even though they, again, have played better. You still feel good about beating the Carolina Panthers. Then you look at the schedule moving forward. So say you beat Tampa Bay. You feel good about beating the Panthers. You're then 3-0 in the NFC South. You've taken down every single opponent at least one time in the NFC South. That guarantees you a split, at least a split in the NFC South. That means you can go no worse than 3-3 in the NFC South. It's not bad. It wouldn't be great. You don't want to finish 3-3 in the NFC South. Obviously, you want to finish better. However, securing a 3-3 record that early in the year, not bad. And then you would be 4-2. You're on a three-game winning streak, and you got some momentum heading into a game against the Seahawks. That is going to be a tough game. Then you got to go to Tampa Bay, take on Tampa Bay at home, and the Cowboys. I mean, honestly, you get a little break with the Panthers, but then the schedule ramps right back up, if you think about it. Because then the Seahawks, they've been playing very well this year. They're 3-1. They just lost to they were undefeated until they lost to a very good Detroit team. Then got the Bucks again. They got the Cowboys. The Cowboys, they'll still be a tough team. They haven't been the greatest this season. And maybe not as good as everybody expected them to be, but they're still obviously a tough foe. Then got the Saints again in New Orleans. Then things get maybe a little easier with the Broncos. We'll see where they're at when you get closer to them. You still got to take on the Chargers there. Again, they'll be a solid team. Vikings, we know how good they've been, 4-0. We thought that maybe was going to be an easier game, and that's now going to be a tough, tough game. But you do got the Raiders, the Giants. Commanders will be tough too. And then obviously you close out with the Panthers. But still, you win this game, you feel like you're giving yourself a real leg up, and you're giving yourself at least a little room, not a lot, but a little room for wiggling, a little room for error, especially if you go and beat the Buccaneers and then beat the Panthers after that, which, again, I think, and I'm sure you think, that should happen. So it is just absolutely a huge game tonight for the Falcons because it just sets them up moving forward. Okay, let's get into how. We know how big we know it's a big game. We know they need to win. How do the Falcons win this game against the Carolina Panthers? Well, let's get into it. So, one thing that I think the Falcons will be able to take advantage of, and one thing I do like as far as this matchup, is the fact that the Buccaneers' run defense has not been very good this season. So, the Buccaneers I'm looking for here, I just had it actually, I think it's on my other page. Hold tight. But the Buccaneers, I believe, are 22nd when it comes to run defense in the NFL. So they're actually, yeah, they're second. They're 22nd in rush defense. And Bijan Robinson, obviously, he hasn't been able to have that big game that we wanted to, especially in the last two games. I believe he's been limited to 57 yards, and I'm going to pull that up and confirm that. But that is, for me, is going to be definitely a key matchup to watch. So, yeah, here it is. Bijan Robinson has been limited to a combined 59. It wasn't 57, it was 59. But Bijan Robinson versus Tampa Bay, or excuse me, Bijan Robinson has been limited to a combined 59 yards on the ground the past 2 weeks. He's got on the season 224 yards, one touchdown through four games. The Falcons right now rank only 20th in the league in rushing. However, the Bucs rank 22nd against the run. Right now, you think the Falcons, they have been bad in the as far as their run defense goes, and they're going to have to clean that up, and that'll be a part of how they get a W tonight. But the Buccaneers have also been bad with their run defense as well. The Bucs are allowing 131.5 yards per game. We know the Falcons want to run the ball. They want to run the ball heavy. That's what they really want the foundation of the offense to be, running the ball with Bijan Robinson, running the ball with Tyler Allgeier. They have a really good chance to do that tonight. So I expect some runs early and often. Now, the Buccaneers know that. The Buccaneers know what the Falcons want to do. So they're obviously going to try and take it away, but I think the Falcons have a really good chance tonight to get their running game going. Now, is Bijan himself going to have a big game? It might be a combination between Bijan and Tyler because Bijan is still a little banged up. He was on the injury report. So we might get a little bit more of a lion's share. Tyler Allgeier might get a little bit more work than usual. And it might be something like last week where if Tyler Allgeier gets the hot hand again, they might just stick with Tyler Allgeier. Or if Bijan is feeling good and he gets the hot hand, they'll probably stick with Bijan. When you have two good running backs like the Falcons do, you can afford to go to the hot hand. So I think the running game, it will be something the Falcons definitely can capitalize on because the Bucs have been so bad with their run defense this year. Now, flip it to the other side. Falcons have actually been worse in the run game and defending the run than the Buccaneers have been. The Falcons right now, I believe, are giving up 141.5 yards per game. I'll pull that up here for you and let you know the exact number in just a second. But it definitely has not been good. The Falcons are giving up 145. I shorted them. They're giving up 145.5 rushing yards per game. So they're definitely going to have to get that right because, look, so far it feels like the Buccaneers haven't been great as far as running the ball. And I can tell you what they're averaging rushing-wise. They're the 24th best run team right now. So they haven't been good running the ball. Don't let them get right against you as far as running the ball goes. Rashad White, he's good at catching the ball in the backfield, but he's not very good as a actual running back. He's not a very good rusher. Bucky Irving has been getting more of the lion's share as far as running the ball goes. He's been getting some more work. He's a better runner. So you got to make sure when Bucky Irving's on the field, you account for him because there is a good chance they could be handing the ball off to him when Bucky Irving's in the game. So you have to make sure of that. But the point is, don't let the Buccaneers get right against you in the run game. Don't let them have a big game against you in the running game because you already got enough to handle when it comes to Baker Mayfield, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin in their passing game because that's how they've been winning games. They've been airing it out. They've been having explosive plays and making big plays in the passing game. Don't let them become multidimensional. Make them have to throw the ball to where you can maybe rush Baker Mayfield a little bit. Get him on the ground. Speed his clock up. Maybe make him throw the ball to you once or twice or three times, however many. Don't let the Buccaneers get the run game going. You let the Buccaneers get the run game going, it might be a long night for the Falcons because their pass game is already pretty prolific. And you don't want them to get, like I said, become multidimensional. So that, to me, is the biggest thing. The Falcons, and Raheem Morris talked about it earlier in the week, and I'll let you hear from Raheem Morris because I know I teased it. I'll let you hear from him in the next segment. But when he talked to Dave Archer, during the coaches' show, he said, the two things we got to get better at, first and foremost, running the ball and stopping the run. So guess what I want to see the Falcons do tonight? Run the ball and stop the run. They do those two things, they should be pretty successful. All right, when we come back, we'll talk some more Falcons because it is a Falcons Thursday, and we'll also let you hear from head coach Raheem Morris as promised. That's coming up 5 minutes from now here on the Hometown Take. live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning, a Falcons Thursday, on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning. It's a Falcons Thursday here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Falcons Buccaneers happening tonight, 8:15. We're going to have it all here for you right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, flagship station of the Atlanta Falcons and the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. I'll give you the schedule for tonight here in just a moment. But you already know, shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work, on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. I think I said that already, but it's all good. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Amazon workers, Amazon drivers, and airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my front and rear load and truck drivers out there, all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 drivers, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. As promised, gonna let you hear from Raheem Morris in just a second. However, I do want to give you the schedule for tonight, the programming schedule for tonight. So, Atlanta Falcons Radio Network pregame show is going to start at 6 o'clock tonight. Chris Goforth, Mike Johnson, going to get you ready for Falcons Buccaneers on Thursday Night Football tonight. They will start at 6 p.m. They will take you from 6 to 8. And then West Durham, Dave Archer, going to have about 15 minutes till actually kickoff. We know kickoff for Thursday Night Football starts around 8:15. So they'll have a little couple of pre-kick segments for you. And then we will have Falcons, Buccaneers, and West Durham and Dave Archer will give you all the action right here again on the flagship station of the Atlanta Falcons, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Then after the game, we'll have the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network post-game show, also with Chris Goforth and Mike Johnson. That will be for 2 hours. And then after that, we will have the Falcons flyover for Rob Tribble. And then we'll have a Falcons Friday where we're reacting to what goes down tonight. Hopefully we're talking about a Falcons win. Let's let you hear from head coach Raheem Morris. And he was talking about on the Falcons needing to improve on time of possession. And that is one big thing for the Falcons tonight and really for the entire season moving forward, because you cannot continue to play like the Falcons have been playing. I know they've been winning, but getting beat every week in time of possession is not a recipe to sustained winning football. Having to go down and do late-minute drives at the end of every game with a veteran quarterback like Kirk Cousins, I mean, maybe you can get away with it more times than not. And look, the NFL is close. It's a game that is close, and it's a game that a lot of times does come down to last possession. However, you don't want to be the team every time that has to go down and score the ball with a minute left. So you want to make sure you're improving on the things that obviously you can improve on, and time of possession is definitely one of those things. You just want more possessions. You want to possess the ball more. You want to have more chances at scoring points. More chances you have, the better chance you have at scoring a touchdown. So let's hear from Raheem Morris talking about how the team needs to improve time of possession as he joined Andy and Randy yesterday.
In my opinion, is to turn the time of possession game over a little bit. Right. And if you can do that, that's not just an offensive stat. That's a team stat. That becomes from defense. That becomes from field position. And that starts with us maintaining possession throughout it and staying on track. So, like, if we can flip the field position, if we can flip the time of possession battle and get that more in our favor, that gives us a better chance to win.
Absolutely. You can, again, you get more shots at scoring. At the end of the day, it's a numbers game. You get more chances to score, you're more likely to score. So the Falcons definitely need to improve their time of possession, and it should, if they do that, we should see them have better offensive output as well, scoring more points and all those things. So definitely important there. What's also going to be important is improving on third down on both sides of the ball. We have definitely covered and gone over the Falcons' not so good third down numbers. They have been very, very bad when it comes to converting third downs. And that's something they got to improve on. And then the other thing, too, while the defense did come up with a touchdown last week, and while the defense has been solid overall, they have allowed opposing offenses to go on sustained drives. And you want to make sure you can get off the field if you're the defense, because part of the reason the Falcons' time of possession is not great is not only they're not keeping the ball on offense, but the defense is allowing teams to move in between the 20s. Now, they bow up and swell up in the red zone, and again, they get clutch turnovers and they get clutch stops. However, Falcons' defense also needs to be better on third down. Raheem Morris talked about both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively, being better on third down. He talked about that with Andy and Randy yesterday as well.
If you get better on third down on both sides of the ball, that little thing makes you that much better. I was telling the team this morning, I believe we got a little bit better this week. We went 36% out of whatever it was, 4 of 11, whatever the case may be. You get two more of those, which we were very possible to get you 56 and you're number one in the league.
Right.
Is that small of a difference? Is that small of a metric? But that metric helps you change some of the things we just talked about, time possession, plays for your offense, staying out there, playing a little bit of soccer with these guys, keeping people away, staying out of those possessions where you got to go win it at the end. Like, those are the things that all matter.
Like I just said, you don't want to be that team that is having to go down and score at the very end with a minute, 2 minutes left. Again, with a veteran quarterback like Kirk Cousins, you can do it, and he's proven he can do it twice, but you don't want to be in that position every week, and Raheem Morris was talking about that there. So, look, I know a little something-something. I ain't as smart as Raheem Morris, Zach Robinson, and the rest of them boys out there in Flowery Branch, but I know a little something-something, you know what I'm saying? All right, when we come back, we will wrap things up and hand things off to the morning shift. We will find out what Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, and Mike Johnson got up for it Thursday, a Falcons Thursday edition of the morning shift. That's right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.